Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
This is a true saying. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife. Vigilant. Sober. Of good behavior. Given to much hospitality. Able to teach. Not given to wine. No striker. Not greedy or filthy liquor. But patient, not a brawler, not covetous. One that rules well his own house. Having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man knows not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice or a newborn baby. Lest being lifted up with pride, he shall fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without. Lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise, must the deacons be grave. They should be grave or serious. Not double tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy or filthy liquor. Now we read all this to get to this point. Because the scripture must be in context. But this is what I really needed.
Verse
9. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Our Christian life is sometimes mysterious. There are things about our Christian life that is not always clear. And sometimes the ordinances that we observe in the church, they look physical, and therefore when God says this is what the ordinance means spiritually, it looks mysterious to us. Bible says holding the mysteries of the faith in a pure conscience, or with a pure conscience. I think that some of the ordinances of our Christian life are mysterious. For example, the Lord's Supper. For example, laying on of hands. For example, prayer. Declarations. Many of these things don't follow logic. In a sense, you can say it is mysterious. So it takes faith to be able to grasp what God is saying through these ordinances or tokens within our Christian faith.
The
Bible says that church leaders like deacons And really, all of us must be able to hold up the mysteries of our faith and not allow it to be taken casually and not allow for people to make ridicule of it.
Na Bible na ya ti ase se se asori panifo na asori ma sa gidie hunumu na onyame dia maye no e wo se ye somu ye na ya ti ase ye ama ebinu ansere ye wo ho.
Your life can be drastically changed by the laying on of hands.
Sara so na wabra bo betumi asesa wabra ye den sa to so.
Laying on of hands is real, but yes, it is the reality is not always visible.
Na ensaya de to so no eyade ada ho na mom ne wo mu no ani wantumi hu.
One day Moses laid his hands on his younger brother, if you like, his minister, fellow minister Joshua.
Na da kro bi Moses odene sa to Joshua so.
When Moses did that,
na Moses yes ape,
people saw a change in Joshua's life.
Na kofo hu say Joshua bra ba sesa.
They said Joshua now has the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him.
Now, one who said Joshua, susuma yenyansa susuma baniso, esan se Moses denen satonso.
So it's good to read.
Enu ti ebe ya pastor ebe kenkan.
It's good to learn.
Ebe hiya se wube siya de.
But I'm also saying that there is a mystery part where, by the laying on of hands, you can be given a spirit of wisdom,
yes,
which is not something you can get in a classroom.
Na sara suna nam ensaya de beto sunusu betumi yenyansa. Aduma, yet to me farm was school them.
So you can have an inheritance this morning.
And not no pelbe to me and yeah.
We are praying for you because it's part of our job, not only to share the word of God with you, but to pray for you.
Nah,
to pray for you.
Yeah, be bon pa yama, as I say, and yes, ye bet you when you meet some nukuto nemo I said yes I so for say be bon pa yama.
Paul said, I long to see you.
Now Paul said me prepare say me humo.
As you turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 11.
Romans 4 woma to the
I will come there and we will read. So there's something about laying on of hands. But I noticed that sometimes we don't like it. Sometimes we don't want it. And sometimes we think it's for babies. We think it's for young Christians. I'm saying hold up the mystery of the faith.
Romans 1 verse 11. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts, to the end you may be established.
I long to see, I long to see you. I also long to pray for you this morning.
Yeah,
I cannot escape from it. I long. It's a longing in my heart. That I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts. Question, which spiritual gifts? I don't know. Because it depends on God. But I only know that by the laying on of hands, something spiritual can come. Something. I don't know specifically, but something can come. And that thing which comes into your life supernaturally, spiritually, may be the thing that will establish you. You have been like this. But that may be the thing that will make you stable. That will make you know this is the way to go.
Yes.
That will deliver you from the wings.
Yes.
And give you an anchor strong.
Yes.
Paul said, this is why I'm coming. He said, I'm coming to the church. And when I come, I want to come that I may impart. The Bible does not tell us how you are going to do the impartation. Because there are several ways impartation takes place. Including, most importantly, the preaching of the word. This is first and foremost and the most paramount. Learn how to receive impartation through the teaching and preaching of the word.
Yeah.
It is the most solid and one of the greatest you can ever have. Okay? When you learn it, you will discover in that Bible that there are times besides teaching, somebody must physically put his hands on you and pray for you. So don't be too matured that everything, oh me, I believe in the word and take it. Do you know the word very well? The word talks about an ordinance. a foundational teaching in the word of God, which is called laying on of hands, not laying on of legs. There's a reason, laying on of hands. So again, want to lay hands on you this morning.
Na me prepare me bompaya ma. Wo kinka Roman fan woman na. Paul say, me prepare say me ba mon chen, na me ba sunsuma die wo me munu mama mu bi. Wo ni ye ni mo kwan an ka be fa so ba. Na say ye den sa to so bo ha wa bra bo ni say ya na eko. Wo ni ba bi a wo fa. Na bi wo ha san sa be da wo so a. Onyame tumi ma wa dum an kwan chere ma wo hu say. Sa die we na wo sa me ye. Eno ti ma nya wa den say. A Christopher for our birthday, and what's your bomb pire, Samon? Men, yes, sir. As I said, wouldn't you mean your name? Sire, there to swan ever bows, as I said, and Tretra, a young Christosum Fapemono, and Sire, do go so bomb pire, no, Ekahumi.
If something is foundational, we have to be careful and watchful.
Say, baby, or honour your Fapema, I was saying, Shiny,
because we can't outgrow it.
As I say, you to me, meaning since
that means no matter how high we go, we cannot have disregard for that which is actually holding us up, the foundation. Are you here with me?
Yeah. And for one said, there will be in a bedroom. As I said, yeah, yeah, can you for pibinity? So one friendly dear man, yeah, for pibinity, crow now. Me, we need to be a better.
In Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 3, please write it down.
Asuma for you, ma. Tidumiensan. Chichemba kuko simiensan.
Acts 13, 1 to 3.
Asuma for you, ma. Tidumiensan.
The Bible tells a story of certain prophets and teachers.
Na Bible na kasafan komsefobi ni chechrefobi.
Who had gathered and were fasting and actually ministering unto the Lord.
Ah, no mo esia, omo chiri komna, omo yi wonyame aye.
Read for us, Pastor Theo.
Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger.
Eti na asori no mo Antioch. Na a difonia church for Bioha Barnabas na
Simeon
account
and Lucius of Cyrene
and Cyrene Fuebi
and Menian
na Menian for
which had been brought up with Herod
Herod na Atitewom
and Saul
and Saul
as they ministered to the Lord
and now one more year when Yamia Yemuno
and fasted
now one more trekom
the Holy Ghost said, separate me Barnabas and Saul. For the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away.
Thank you. So, there was a church in Antioch. In that church, there were certain prophets and teachers. They had a separate meeting by themselves. And then they were ministering to the Lord or worshiping God and praising Him. Then the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. Do you know something that just amazed me there? Because the man had become Paul.
Paul,
but they called him Saul.
That's not my friend Saul.
And the Holy Ghost also said Saul.
And as the say Saul.
I don't know why Luke was inspired to call him Saul.
Now my name sent Luca as now Saul.
And he put his name last.
And no didn't chat.
And put the name of Barnabas first.
And no the Barnabas didn't do kind.
And in the Bible, there is a case where in terms of the people whose names are mentioned first are the most important.
Now, Bible do baby, one more you can and perform who he
so this probably may be in one case in point.
Now, when super to me, I sir.
It was Barnabas who actually helped Paul to become established and introduced him to the other apostles.
Now, Barnabas, you'll be able to be my solid deny our done a didn't apostle.
The Bible does not tell us.
Now, Bible name can't.
But I am supposing that Barnabas was probably more actually mature than all the others who were mentioned.
Now,
probably.
Ebetumi abase Barnabas yobi anasunsumu no na ni efi anawa kwa kan esin kai foni nyina.
And Saul was there.
Na Saul wo ho.
The freshest, if you like.
Ano ni Christo ni fun frokra.
Relative to age in the ministry.
Say e kan wo nyame sumu.
But the Holy Spirit picked Barnabas. And pick
Saul
and let those in between. And And those left in between plus the church, they were supposed to pray for these two apostles.
Now one more one fifi no. Now someone apostles.
How did they pray for them? Bible says they laid their hands on them.
Now Bible say omo dey sat to omo so.
They laid their hands on Barnabas.
Omo dey omo sat to Barnabas so.
And laid their hands on Paul.
And omo dey omo sat to Paul so.
It was not Peter.
And yet Petro.
If it were Peter, James, and John, and the others, I would have understood it.
Now say Peter, James,
it's possible that Lucius and the other guys, Manian, and the other guys that the Bible doesn't tell us, they laid their hands on Barnabas. Question. Who lays hands on who?
Why and I was say or didn't start to wine so
it depends on the type of ministry available.
Yeah, a bit jina emrekrono nya ekoso.
If a pastor is not well, physically sick.
Say also for be area.
The church members they can lay hands on him and pray for him to be healed. There is nothing absolutely unbiblical about it. In fact, the Bible says these things shall follow them that believe, that's you. Now, they shall lay their hands on the sick. And they will be healed. So it depends on the occasion. Everybody can lay hands on somebody. It depends on the occasion. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Now Bible say some century be di mwechi. Mother Munsa ebegu ayare for so bompaya mam no benyo ayarsa. And it yan fahu ebedina tibiana womuno ubiya betumide nse guninyonko so bompaye.
If it is for protection, I believe the church members can surround their pastor, put their hands on him, and pray that God preserve his life, protect him, and there will be nothing wrong with it.
Now, say be a yaban huba. A sorry man bet to me a chaso for the worst yard in Sagunusa bompaya man. Say yame man huba.
So laying on of hands is not an issue of superiority and inferiority.
Now, so what is Sabatu abisu abompaya and yes, or be a wasra now was here.
It is the observation of an ordinance that God has put in the scriptures that if you will honor, your life can be established.
As a dear when yame a dear son, same say this wa ebema yagina.
Some mothers came to Jesus.
Na mami fobi ba Yesu nti.
In Mark chapter 10.
Mark was empatidu.
And they said that we want you to pray for our children.
Na wa mo ka sa me pe se Yesu wo bompa yema yemei.
They brought young children to Jesus.
Omo den kwala bre Yesu.
Peter and the rest were angry.
Na na Peter ni asi fo mbofu.
More or less they probably were saying we are not doing kids play here. We are not playing. Take the children to the children's service. We are not playing here. Look, this is a major convention. If you mothers are not coming to be prayed for because you think laying on of hands belongs to children, take your children away. When Jesus saw it, Bible says he was much displeased.
Na Bible say Yesu nani anye hu.
And he said something interesting.
Na waka bibi eye hu ye.
He said unless you become like one of these you can't enter into the kingdom.
Na waka tra om se kosi se wo beye se mo fra ibi no wuntumi nkosra himen.
It means many things including why you mothers did not come. You want to enter the kingdom. You are too big to come for hands to be laid on you. So you are bringing me the children. And he was teaching them that if you don't come like these children, you will not be able to enter. I mean, the interpretations are a lot, including what I'm just saying. So you see, because he said it in link, and Christ doesn't talk by heart. It was in response to what was. So he was not happy with the disciples because he valued laying on offense. Bible says he picked them in his arms. He picked them up. That means they were very little indeed. They were not teenagers. I'm not sure. He picked them in his arms. And the Bible says he put his hand on them. And he blessed them. They brought the children to Jesus that he may touch them. But he put his hands on them and blessed them. So there is a link between touching and blessing. Laying on of hands can bring a blessing into your life.
Na enkola yi omo di omo ba Yesu nche no ka se. Kosi se woni pa betumi ayese mo fra won tumi ran aso ahimen. Na du ba bi no Yesu ma mo fra no so na odin se gu wo mo so ehira wo. Enu ti ehira bi wo ho e betumi aba se ye din sato so a.
It is a real thing. This is why Isaac, you see, and sometimes people think you have to fast and pray before you can lay hands well. It is true when it comes to certain types of ministry, like ministering the Holy Spirit, okay, Holy Ghost baptism. Sometimes it makes people sharper. Sometimes even healing. Sometimes you have to fast. But what I'm talking about, imparting a blessing, Isaac's stomach was full. So there's a laying on of hands that comes not through, not the power aspect of laying on of, because there is a power aspect of laying on of hands. Where when people see that you pray for this one and they fall, they see that, there is something in it.
Yeah.
There is also the authority part of laying on of hands.
Mm.
Often that one is not visible, it's not real.
Mm.
You may easily overlook it, like a father praying for his son with his full, on a full stomach.
Mm.
On a full, chinga, full stomach. And he prayed for his son. You may easily say, this man is not serious. He should really... Jacob and the rest, they didn't fast to pray for their children, no, because they were laying hands on their children from a point of authority. This is my child and I am blessing him. And you don't need to fast to be able to do that. I hope you understand the difference that I'm trying to. So you can come this morning like that, because when we pray for you, some of you may fall down, but if you are looking for falling down to come and take it seriously, you have missed the mark. Sometimes we need a full stomach to be able to bless. There's a power dimension of laying on of hands. It needs time. But we don't have the time. So if you want the power dimension, that you see that one, when you start praying for somebody, you know virtue has gone out, but you stay your hand on the person. You don't give up. You stay your hand on the person, and more virtue goes, and then the power comes. But we don't have the time, so it's going to be authority type of laying on of hands. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But don't take it for light.
Yes.
Because when my wife went for Bonky to pray for him, Bonky just did this. That's all he did. When she came to stand by my side, I felt the fire of God around me. And I said to her, there's an anointing in this place. He just did this. A pastor tied me microseconds. I received a certain grace to preach in a certain manner. So don't take... I'm just saying these stories not for show. I'm saying these stories to make you alert and hold on.
Yes.
Because it's the faith that will make something move. It's the faith. It's not show. It's not... I don't have the time, so don't let me go into it.
Ensana yade beto so men fa ni sa ogrubi ne yedi eyen sira eja de be ma ne ma no se emi bi so foma me ko oni so foma me ko bonki evangelist bonki na die bi na se do ya no so fo ni ye ni se keke so foma me be gina ne nche no se wo je bi ana ese wo no ho sa ha enwo sira wa ha sa so ma ko nkan so fo nsie mu bi na so fo bo mpa ya ma na so fo ne de ne sa to ye so fo apompa kitu bi opan ba ko pe no anu no said ya wo chere chere eye e ka nyame asem no exercise inti ma fa ni sa gro bi ne ebedi wa ha eye nsira eja edema ne ma.
The last thing I want to talk about is the Lord's Supper.
Ye chat to ye radia didi
the Lord's Supper
eradia didi.
Jesus met his disciples.
Yesu sia na suan fo.
On the night that he was going to be killed,
and Ajuna na wo bewu no,
he took bread like this.
Bible say wo fa bo do say.
In fact, his bread was not like that. It was not leavened. You see, it has to be like this. Palestinians have bread like that. No leaven, flat. And Bible says he broke it.
And the Bible says, "What boom say?"
He said, "Take."
No, I
said,
"Jay."
He said, "Eat." He said, "This is my body." And the people maybe said, oh, you bought it at the junction. Why are you saying this is my body? Take, eat.
So for your time, you
say eat.
What's it be?
He said, eat.
Hey,
he said, take, eat. He was sharing the bread.
Now, now what you tell brother, sir?
Is it not mysterious? Bread that we have always eaten. This time you are telling us, this is my body for you. He said, this is my body broken for you. I said, it doesn't make sense, but it makes faith. What did the body, you see, this is the body that has been broken or given. He said, this is my body that has been given for you. For you. Giving for you. Is different from giving to you. Giving for you. For you. It is for you. Not just to you. To you, to somebody. No, no. It is for you. It's a booking for you. Do you know what was on there? People were struggling to touch his body. Now this body has been broken. You have a part, I have a part.
Yes.
Broken for you.
Yes.
It's for you every day. It's for
yes.
You.
Yes.
It's
yes.
For you every day.
Now Sandy Pedro will boom boom. And or the amount or the amount or the amount.
He said you don't need to do it every day. But he said do it as often as you can.
To
be more conscious of what has been given for you. People were touching the hem of his garment and power was coming out of it. He said this is the body for you. So when you take a power out to get into your system.
Nana ni person na tarion ponya yarisa. Na wede ni nipe dia na kasa tarion ni shasuno. Ena wububu mu dia mau. Ose eya wudia.
Then he took the cup.
Ena ofa kuwano.
And he said, this is the New Testament in my blood.
Wasi waya apanfu fra e wumi mocha anumu.
He said, in this blood is the New Testament.
Ose wasamo jayimu na apanfu fra nuwo.
When you take the cup and you are drinking, Jesus said, this is the New Testament in my blood. Better covenant with better promises. He said, it's in my blood. It's in my blood.
Hallelujah.
He said, it's in my blood.
Hallelujah.
And it's for you. I bought this bread from Snitch Flat.
Now, brother, yes, I was Snitch Flat.
Everything is coming from somewhere. But you see, your spirit must travel from the carnal to the supernatural. These are ordinances that are mysterious. Ordinances that are mysterious. You can pass close by a man of God and you'll be healed.
Yes.
It's mysterious.
Yes.
It is mysterious. You see, all depends on your faith. You see, that's why the Bible says, hold it up. There's something in for you. Don't put it down. Don't step on it. I don't like the loss of power. You see, you are carnally minded. Carnally minded. Jesus said, this is my body broken for you. He didn't say, this is a reflection or a token or an emblem. He said, this is my body. He called it what it was.
Now, Obi wa wa, when you meet people to be funny, think I can only na yarns. Aye, young one wa. Jesus, what Obi Obi did, radia didi na na radia didi na one na nim papa. Aji, we are seeing Aji na Ode J. Now, so I say, some of ya wa fe ya wunu me. Aye, then come se anasa ne bosa na papa fro. Aye, what some of Jemu na de mawa. Oke kasa ansa mo betra, mo betra eni kan brother ya to wa kwanu na wa wunu se.
It's the New Testament in my blood. And Paul had a revelation. Paul said, we are under better covenant. With better promises. When you drink this, it means that you are acknowledging a covenant that you have with him. Better promises are getting into your spirit. And by the way, all his promises in him are yes.
Hallelujah.
And in him are amen.
Amen. Amen.
So don't miss the Lord's Supper for anything.
In
fact, I'm planning to buy elements of the Lord's Supper in my house. Sometimes that is what will drive away certain problems. So hold these mysteries up.
Now, the purpose of preaching the Word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. And come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life. And give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me. In Jesus' name. Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the Word of God. And continue, and your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Right, now I want to talk about Family Matters. It's a book I wrote for the entire family. In chapter 1, I talk about what is happening in your marriage. In this chapter, I discuss with readers 7 or 8 stages that marriages are bound to go through. The first stage that a marriage goes through is a stage of delight. This is a stage where everything is blissful and everything is working perfectly. Then you move to discovery, where you begin to find things about your partner that you like and things about your partner that you do not like and did not suspect was there. This can lead to the third stage, that disappointment. And if you do not handle your disappointments well, then you will slip into depression. Depression can lead you into dissociation. Dissociation can lead to the dissolution of your marriage. But if you are able to get over all these hurdles, then your marriage will develop and become the marriage that God has planned for it to be. So this book will help you as we look at chapter 2 on the subject of why people marry and it takes a while for them to have their children. Why babies tarry. Now, I do not share this chapter on the basis of medical knowledge because I'm not a doctor, but I just had the opportunity of looking through the scriptures and I found several reasons why some people have their children late. In chapter 2 of Children of Purpose, in this chapter I talk about various types of children. I think there are about 7 or 8 types of children. You need to know them and you need to know how to relate with each of them. Then chapter 4, I focus on the youth, 5 insights for the youth. Chapter 5, I talk about 5 things or 5 mistakes that men make in their marriage. And one of the mistakes men make in their marriage is that they focus on the big things to the detriment of the small things. Solomon, a wise man who had 1,000 women at his disposal, said, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." So when you get a copy of this book, you will be able to go through the various 5 common mistakes that men make and then avoid them for a stable marriage. I conclude this book by looking at 5 mistakes women make. One of the key mistakes women make in their marriage is dishonoring the man in their life. Nagging, pushing, dominating. Number 3, allowing insecurity to color their lives so that everything a man does is perceived in a manner that is not harmonious. Take a look at some of these mistakes and your marriage will be enhanced greatly.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeteru Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.